FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Today we're diving deep into something that affects all of us, the impact of technology on our dopamine levels. Ever feel like your brain is constantly craving that next notification, that endless scroll, that dopamine hit from watching another cat video? You know that feeling when you put your phone down for 5 minutes and suddenly feel like you're missing out on everything? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Our brains are wired to crave pleasure, and technology has become a master at exploiting this. With every like, comment, or share, we get a little dopamine rush. It's instant gratification, baby. But here's the catch. Over time, this constant bombardment can lead to a dopamine imbalance. It's like your brain starts expecting that high all the time, making it harder to feel pleasure from real-life experiences. Talk about a bummer, right? So, how do we fight back against this techie temptation and regain control of our dopamine levels? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways. First, awareness is power. Recognize that technology is designed to be addictive. Know that those endless notifications aren't just harmless little pings, they're engineered to keep you hooked. Once you understand the game, you can start playing it on your terms. Second, take intentional breaks from your devices. It's not about going cold turkey, though sometimes that works wonders, but about creating conscious moments of disconnect. Put your phone in another room, step away from the screen, and engage with the world around you. Go for a walk, talk to a friend, or just sit and enjoy the silence. Trust me, your brain will thank you. Third, find alternative sources of dopamine. You don't have to rely solely on technology for those feel-good moments. Think about activities that bring you genuine joy. Spending time in nature, listening to music, reading a good book, or even just taking a relaxing bath. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to your cravings and urges. When you feel the urge to reach for your phone, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Are you bored? Stressed? Fully? By understanding your triggers, you can develop healthier coping mechanisms and avoid mindless scrolling. And finally, remember that progress is not perfection. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just get back on track and keep moving forward. This journey is about creating a sustainable balance, not about achieving some unattainable level of digital detox mastery. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone, constantly checking social media, playing games, the whole nine yards. But then she realized that all the screen time was affecting her mood and making it hard to focus on other things. So she decided to make a change. She started by setting aside specific times for phone use and sticking to them. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media, she would engage in more mindful activities like reading or going for walks. She also found herself craving real-life interactions more, so she started making an effort to connect with friends and family face-to-face. The result? Sarah felt a huge difference. She was less stressed, more focused, and happier overall. It wasn't easy at first, but by taking small steps and focusing on her well-being, she was able to regain control of her technology use and create a healthier balance in her life. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you understand the impact of technology on your dopamine levels and take action to regain control. Remember, it's all about awareness, intentionality, and finding those alternative sources of joy that truly nourish your soul. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to manage your tech time? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Dopamine Damage Control and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, stay focused, stay mindful, and keep chasing those dopamine highs from real-life experiences.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.